Twilight from 2005. Remember what it was about. It's about vampires, it's about wolves, and it's about love. Yeah, it's about love. Chapter by chapter, we remember Twilight. It's about vampires and it's about wolves, but it's about love. It's about love. It's about love. It's about love.
Hi, hello, welcome to Remember Twilight, a literary podcast covering all aspects of the Twilight saga.
On Remember Twilight, we talk about all things openly. Mental health, relationships, sex, religion, fashion.
We also understand that there are conversations that will come up that we might not be able to do justice.
We want to include as much diversity as we can, so if you'd like to share your perspective with our audience, please message us.
Oh, and fair warning,
we are not spoiler-free.
Hi, everyone. This is Maren.
This is Emily.
And this is Brandon.
And this is...
Remember Twilight! Awesome. I remembered.
Thank you. You did. You did great. We didn't even have to do a second take on that.
Excellent.
Welcome to this week's episode of Remember Twilight, everyone. We have a very special guest with us today. His name is Brandon Christie, and you all might know him as Cat Guy. He is a special guest on our series of interviews that we're doing leading up to our trip to Forks this September, and we are very happy to have you with us. It's really exciting. We thought about this a couple of years ago, like, what if we could get the Cat Guy to be on our podcast? And you had like said in a comment on Facebook, yeah, I'll do that. And I was like, no way. He's just busting our chops.
I wasn't fronting. You know, there's a bunch of people that have asked me, but you guys are the first group to come through. Maybe like there's like three or four people who are like, we're going to get you on the podcast, and crickets. So yeah, I mean,
we're legit.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and start. Will you tell us, Brandon, what your name and pronouns are? Just go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Brandon. I guess my pronouns are the cis male persuasion. Him, hey, you, guy, her, him. Hims, I don't even know.
They're cat slash guy.
Yeah, cat guy. Team cat guy for life. Yeah, I mean, the definitely masculine pronouns are my pronouns. So, and my name is Brandon, if I didn't cover that.
So Brandon, will you tell us about yourself? I feel like of all the people that we're interviewing, you're the one who just kind of most recently came into our sphere. So we want to get to know you a little bit more, just kind of in general. Tell us about yourself.
Me? Oh, wow.
This is your interview. You get to just take the floor. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I live in Michigan. I have a family. I'm about to get married in 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you to my lovely lady, Felicia. We've actually been together. This is will be our 11th year anniversary, but we're finally getting married. And I have three kids. For the past like 10 years, I've been in the cannabis business. I was born in Portland, Oregon, and I moved to Michigan when I was like two. And then I moved back to the West Coast when I was 15. And then 6 years ago, I moved back to Michigan. So in Washington, I opened one of the first retail cannabis stores when Washington legalized. And then I sold that store and I moved here to start another cannabis business. So I've been doing that for the past 6 years. And I kind of last summer, I sold my shares in that business. So right now I'm just kind of looking for whatever the next thing to do is. I think maybe not cannabis, because it's kind of a crazy space with a lot of interesting people. and I'm just it's kind of been a headache more than it's worth. I've been a lifetime cannabis like enthusiast my whole life, so I've been around the plant. My dad went to prison for growing it when I was young, and I've kind of been around it my whole life, so I was kind of in that space. But it's just kind of a crazy business. There's a lot of backstabbing people and just a bunch of craziness going on with a bunch of money flowing in and empty promises and drama. So I'm gonna start a drama-free business now. I'm thinking maybe I might do coffee, because everybody loves coffee, and I don't know about any coffee drama. There might be coffee drama. I might figure out about it, but that's kind of what I'm doing now. We have three kids, so I spent a lot of time with my kids. I kind of, after I sold my business, I took on the stay-at-home dad role. So and my kids are different ages. I have a 9-year-old son, a 13-year-old daughter, and a 16-year-old daughter who actually just dropped off for her first traffic safety class. Yeah, nice. That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting. So that's kind of what what's going on with me and what I'm doing. I used to, before I got into the cannabis, before I met Felicia, my honey, who I'm about to get married to, I did music and acting, and I did more artistic stuff. I started off working in community theater, and I started working as a stagehand in Portland, Oregon, and I did a lot of live theater, and that's kind of how I got into the acting. So I did like stage before I did any kind of TV or film or anything like that.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much me in a nutshell, I guess. I always like to call myself an urban hippie, because I got the dreads, but I'm kind of like an urban guy too. I also got the baseball cap on. So it's kind of like the urban hippie vibe. So I guess that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Very cool to get to know all of that. Yeah, I do. I'm like, weed drama sounds very interesting. It's like, I think there's drama everywhere.
So yeah. I mean, it's like that. Anytime you get a group of people together with varying opinions, it's kind of always buck wild.
I agree. But I think you're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, so I got my medical marijuana card in like 2001. So it's like, I remember how proud I was to come out of the doctor's office and like, all right now.
That's so great. I love that. Thank you for all that information. It sounds like you've got such a fun life and you've got those kids, and I'm really happy for you for getting married. I love being married. It's the best thing about my life. So hopefully it's
been a long time coming. I'm just kind of a late bloomer, I guess, as far as the marriage thing goes. I didn't really believe in marriage. I'm like, but you know, I mean, my lady's my lady and she's my lady forever. And so I'm kind of like, you know, hooking it up for her and us so we can come together as a family. So
I love it. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thanks. I mean, okay. I still have 3 weeks. She's still got time to back out. So don't say congratulations yet. You know,
okay.
Not a sealed deal.
I'll keep all of that out of the podcast until it actually happens, until I see the pictures, and then I'll stick it back in.
All right. We're probably 99.9 at this point. But, you know,
that's pretty good.
Those are good. Fate to chance.
Well, now that we've gotten to know who you are a little bit about yourself, tell us about this Twilight thing that happened to you. Like, do you have a Twilight origin story, or was it just a movie that you were in? Like, we all have a Twilight origin story where we grew up reading about our true love, Edward Cullen, and all of that. But you just were in the movie, or how did that happen? I want to know.
I didn't know anything about Twilight. Okay. Like, I had a friend, who got this casting agency, and he did a movie with Benicio del Toro called The Hunted. Mm-hmm. And it was one of my acting buddies, Randy. And I was like, oh man, that's freaking awesome. I want to do movies and stuff like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I had another friend that did a commercial, and I was like, man, I really want to get into that. I mean, the theater's awesome, but I want to get out there and, you know, be on, you know, film and stuff. So I signed up with the agency. You got to like, you know, you upload your resume and your headshot, and you go down there and they interview you and everything like that. And you put together like a little audition tape. And Twilight, what they do is they list the jobs. And so you like search the site every day, and these are the jobs that are being filmed, and this is what they're looking for, so you can audition for the role. And so there was a bunch of Twilight popping up, you know, and all it said was feature film vampire. And I was like, man, it's like a popular book. I was like, I'm in, I love horror. This should be cool. Little did I know it wasn't really the horror I was into. But so I got a call back. So it's like, hey, show up on set. to film Twilight, or, you know, do your part. I'm not even sure it was just like general background. So it's not like I had a role or anything. It was just they're trying to get extras for this shoot for this film. And so I booked the job. And the weird thing about it is, like, if you audition or you put in yourself for the role, then you got to wait, you know, until they approve you. And so you got to keep checking your email. It wasn't like on your phone back then. I mean, I don't even think my phone had a camera at that point. Maybe, yeah. But it was like all pixelated. So it was like, you just constantly checking your email, and usually you'll get like the approval in the middle of the night. I think mine was like at like 2 a.m. or something. And it's like, okay, show up on set in 5 hours. You know what I mean? So at that point in time, I didn't even have a car. So I had a car, but it was broke down. I was like, oh, I booked this job on this movie. So I ended up having to have my friend take me to all over the place to try to rent a car, like in the middle of the night. So I rented a car, and then I drove. I lived in Vancouver, Washington at the time, and the shoot is in St. Helens, Oregon, is where it shot at. Those are all the, I worked on the film 3 days. Yeah, they were all in St. Helens. So, and I was stoked to get it, because I applied for all these jobs all over the place for the film. And I was like, right on, I'm going to get a movie. And then you show up, and like, they usually give you directions to somewhere, but they don't tell you exactly where you're going. And then in all the movies, they have these little weird symbols. And so you'll get in this email and you'll be like, okay, go here and then follow this symbol. So you have to like almost do like a little scavenger hunt and follow around this little symbol that they gave you, because they have all these symbols from the movie, because they're trying to keep under wraps where everything is. Right. And so I ended up in a parking lot with my rental car. And then they had some people come from the film, you know, like the production staff and whatnot. They came down, they were shuttling people, and they were asking if anybody wanted to use their cars for the film. And I was like, I will use my car. Yes, this rental car. And so it was amazing. I think I paid like $25 for the car, but I got a $50 bump to like use my car in the movie that I rented. So I was like, yes, I'm already making money. This is awesome. And so that's kind of how I got sucked in. That was my first experience with the Twilight, was that. And I didn't know anything about the Twilight movie, like at all, or about the books. But when we showed up and we followed like a caravan from that parking lot to the set, and there were a bunch of fans like with the books hanging out all over the place. And I was like, wow, this might be kind of crazy. I'm really into Insane Clown Posse. I've been into them since I was a kid, because I grew up in Michigan. And so it's kind of like I know the fan vibe when they're serious fans, because fan is short for fanatic. And when you see people stalking the set for a movie that's just being filmed, and it seemed like it wasn't like a crazy huge blockbuster movie. You know, I mean, I think Kristen, she did like The Safe Room, and obviously Robert, he did the, you know, the Harry Potter movie. But like, and the director, she had a couple, you know, films, like she had 13 and Lords of Dogtown under her belt at that time, I think. So it was kind of fairly a small thing. But when I saw all the people laying around, and then I was like, wow, this might be kind of crazy. And so when I got on set, they came and they had us come in and they did makeup for everybody. And then there's only like 12 of us at that point. And one of the PAs was talking about the book and how awesome it was. And they loaned me the book. And so I got to like read the book on set there. I basically, my first day, they did makeup and they fed us. And then they had us sit in our cars for 8 hours and we didn't do anything. They would come get us for breaks. And then we'd go eat with everybody. And it was all really cool, because, you know, it was such a like small family vibe on the first movie. I mean, I don't know about the second movies and third and fourth and fifth and all that, but the first movie was very like homey, and it was small. There wasn't a lot of people. So it was like awesome food. And so, I mean, that was my real first, you know, introduction into Twilight, was somebody handing me that book and me sitting in the car for 8 hours. And I just kind of read the book. So that was kind of my first introduction into Twilight, was actually being on the set of Twilight.
That's one of my favorite origin stories I've heard. That's really good. I love the fan vibe. I wish we had been there, Emily.
I quickly found out that it wasn't the horror that I was used to when I started reading the book. But still, though, I mean, I didn't really have anything to do. I had this rental car, and I didn't know what it was going to be like at all. And I had some pot with me. I didn't bring a pipe or anything, so I ended up smoking weed out of an apple in my car. Then I got the apple
Twilight
services. So I just kind of hung out in my car and was reading Twilight and smoking bowls out of an apple with a couple of the other people, because not everybody brought their cars, and they just, it started like pouring down rain, and so a bunch of people just kind of jumped in my car, and we were just basically just hanging out in the car the whole time on the first day.
You were a completely making a Twilight reference in your car. An apple is a major Twilight reference.
Yeah. Well, they had apples, you know, craft service. That's so not the funny. First time. That's not the first time. I was in a movie with Brendan Fraser, and I was doing the same thing. I don't know why I didn't bring pipe and I brought weed. I don't know why. I did it again later, and I was smoking out of an apple on set with Brendan Fraser, and he came out of his trailer and gave me the dirtiest look and like shook his head. And I'm like, come on, Encino man. You know, he was just
that's
like,
that's right.
Yeah. So I don't know. The apples are handy. You don't have pipes. But yeah, that's definitely my origin story. That's how it all started for me.
I love that. And I'm so curious, at what point did you realize you were thinking about cats? Was that like post-production, like added over the scene?
No,
were you
no,
told
no.
beforehand?
No, like Catherine, like well, like I said, that first day I was a little apprehensive about like talking to people, because they make you do this huge long thing like don't talk to the actors, don't look at them, you know. So I was kind of like with Kristen, me and her were like the only ones that smoked cigarettes. So like I was hanging out with her a lot and trying like not to talk to her, and it was super weird. But when we ate dinner, it was like, you know, there was like two tables. It was like family style. And so I started talking to the director about how I was a fan of 13, and I really enjoyed 13 and Lords of Dogtown. And I was just kind of, cause I'm a film, like I love film. I'm a film dork. I have like thousands of DVDs, and I mean, it's really into film. So I had like both her movies. And so I kind of talked to her a while. And then that was like the, I want you in my cafe scene. I was like, I want to be in your cafe scene. So that's kind of how that ended up. And I mean, it wasn't even in the script. She just thought it was funny that everyone else was thinking about sex and money, and I was just, you know, worrying about my kitty. So yeah, that was just entirely, it's not even in the script at all.
Amazing. Catherine
just kind of threw it in. So I remember
like
when she told
give off cat energy.
She told Robert that he's thinking about a cat. I remember he's just like how he's like laughed. It was pretty funny. Because that was just like on the spot, like when we were doing it. She's like, oh yeah, cat. It's like, what's the funniest thing? And I remember they did the scene, and then they like set up a camera and put a camera in front of my face. And here I am, a background actor. And then I'm just the one dude in front of the camera. And then they're doing different takes. And like, you know, think about your cat. And I remember the director going, you don't love your cat that much. And I was like, what if I do? And I think my like reaction to her saying, I don't love the cat that much, is actually the one they used, I think. But I'm like, oh, look, I do love
them. Some of us truly do.
So yeah, that's how the cat happened. It was definitely the director's choice to do that. She just kind of threw it in.
So Twilight obviously was filmed in like 2007, came out in 2008. Have you had anything to do with Twilight between now and then? And can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing this September with the festival?
No, I did my 3 days on the movie set. Like I said, the first day was just me sitting in my car, and the second day was pretty much me sitting in my car again. I did like a couple scenes where we were walking around outside, kind of like when Bella and Edward storm away from the frat boys that are, you know, trying to hurt her or whatever. But I mean, I didn't make any of the cuts on that one. And then the third day was I'm in a couple scenes, because I'm actually in the scene in the dress shop where they're trying on the dresses. I kind of walk by in the background there too. So but after that, no. I mean, I told everybody, I was like, hey, I'm in this movie, you know, and everybody really didn't care, you know. And then the movie came out, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, wow, you're in that movie. I'm like, I told you I was in this movie. It seemed like it's going to be a big deal. I don't know. So yeah, I mean, I haven't had any really connection to the Twilight at all until probably like a year ago, the Twilight, the shit posting, the sewer group. Mm-hmm. One of my friends' daughter was on there, and somebody was asked, they put up a picture of me from the movie, and they're like, I wonder what Cat Guy's up to. And then all these people were trying to figure out who I was, and there wasn't really a lot of information on how to figure out who I was. But my friend's daughter was like, hey, you know, asked her mom, and her mom hit me up, and then I jumped in the group, and I'm all, hey guys, thanks for caring about me, hi, here I am. And so that got kind of bananas, and so that kind of pulled me back into the Twilight thing. And then I didn't even realize the forever, you know, the Forks Festival was a thing. I tried to look up maybe conventions to go to the Twilight conventions and things like that, but I really couldn't find anything. And so when I found it out, like, I kind of messaged them and then I didn't hear back from them at all. But this one that's coming up, a bunch of people, I was like, I would love to do it, you know, and then they connect me with Lizzie and then they asked me to come out this year. That's kind of my involvement. I'm going to do, I guess I'm going to have like a Team Cat Guy, like merch booth set up at the opening, the sign up place. So you can get your fresh Team Cat Guy merch, teamcatguy.com, by the way. That's where you can get your fresh Team Cat Guy merch if you're not going to the festival.
Awesome. I'll put that in the show notes.
And yeah, so I'm just going to do like pictures and autographs, and then I'm going to be in the signing, but I'm going to not have my own little booth like the real stars. I'm probably just going to be wandering around taking pictures with people. So, and then I'm just going to be at the festival. Me and my lady are kind of treating it as our honeymoon.
Oh, so, that's awesome. What a great honeymoon.
Yeah. Hopefully we make it. We're trying to figure out the cash right now with the wedding. We're doing a fundraiser thing right now to try to get some money for the airfare and rental car so we can get out there. But a bunch of people have been donating. It's been awesome.
I was going to say, let us know about your fundraiser and I will put that in the show notes too. Cause we want
to support. It's definitely on the Team Cat Guy group on Facebook. It's a post and it's also on my personal page, Brandon Christie, if you guys want to be my friend. I'm going to accept friend requests until I can't anymore on Facebook. So please be my friend. I would love to be your friend. So yeah, it's called Get Cat Guy to Forks is the name of the fundraiser.
I need to meet you in person.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm going to get there, but you know, whether I take camel or walk, you know, I mean, it's, I would really like to go in an airplane. We're doing kind of a low budget wedding, but we rented a house on Lake Michigan so we could do like a small function and that cost a fortune. And then we're like, oh yeah, we got to get tickets. And then we went to go look at tickets and they're like, we can't afford tickets and to be able to feed people at our wedding. So we need to figure something out. But I think we're almost at like $300 and I've only been doing it for like 5 days. So I think we'll get there.
We'll put the word out to our listeners and they'll make sure you get there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, make $1 million. I know other people, they are going to give me a little bit of like a stipend once I get there for my travel and they're giving me a hotel, but I'm not, you know, I'm not like the hot talent. You know? I'm kind of a novelty character.
Once they get to know you, you'll raise right up.
Well, I'm trying. I'm gonna try to have a special version of my Team Cat Guy like shirts, just for the festival. So cute. It'll be like just exclusive to the festival.
That is awesome. Well, and also speaking of that, I want to know what you're most looking forward to at the festival. I know that for me, what I look forward to above anything else, even above doing like our live performance, which is the highlight, I look forward to seeing my buddies who I talk to all the time on socials and like we text all the time. I'm so looking forward to seeing my friends who I only see once a year in Forks. What are you looking forward to the most about
that? Oh, I'm looking forward to make those connections. Obviously, I've met like a lot of people. My dog is crazily barking. I don't know if you can hear
it. I'm kind of in love with it.
Oh, okay. He's up there. I want to meet all these people that I've been talking to online for like the past year. Everybody's been so awesome and so loving and nice and super cool. Like I didn't even know anybody cared about the cat guy, you know? And then I popped up in that group and it was bananas. Like I popped in that thread and then it like crashed and I couldn't even comment. I was trying to go through and then I did like a ask me anything and I was trying to respond to everybody. And so it took hours and hours and hours. And then Facebook makes it so you can't like comment and respond. Like you only have a certain amount of times. So it's like, I can't heart everybody's message. That sucks. I want to heart everybody's message and tell them I love them too. And it just kind of it didn't work out like that. But yeah, I mean, I want to meet everybody. I haven't been to Forks in a little while. I love Forks. I have a house in Aberdeen, so it's not, it's a little far away, but it's not, at least it's on the same, you know, coastal area, I guess.
Yeah. As like a 90s grunge girl, I've got a soft spot in my heart for Aberdeen.
Oh, nice.
I like to drive through there and see the little shops and the
that
little,
was
like,
actually me and my Star lady's Wars first collectible date shop. We went to all the Nirvana stuff. I took her around. I was like, let's go under the bridge.
So funny.
But I love Forks. I'm excited to go to Sold Duck Hot Springs because I'm gonna shoot down and go there. I love it there. I have this video that's, it's one of my first videos I posted on Facebook, that's me actually standing up on the point where it's almost like you're surrounded by ocean way up on the point there. I mean, I love it up there. I've camped up there. I love the Soho rainforest. forest is just freaking amazing. It's beautiful. I love the Northwest. It's where I'm from. So I'm super stoked about just seeing the nature and just meeting all the cool fans that want to meet me. So that's kind of why I wanted to go. And I was really bummed out because it's like, I want to go and meet everybody, but for me to just like have financial ruin, you know, that kind of sucks. But
yeah,
I mean, it's not like I'm trying to make $1 million or anything. I just want to get out there and hang out with everybody, you know? And I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah.
So poor, I'm trying to lump in the honeymoon part of it too with me and my girl. So, but she's super excited too. Like she was into all the Twilight movies and stuff like that. So she watched.
Oh, nice. All, so she's a Twilight fan.
Yeah. Yeah. And my daughters are too. So nice, my youngest daughter definitely is. She's kind of into it. So yeah, we're just super excited just to be part of the festival, to get out of Michigan. And
I love that. That's also what it's kind of like, going home a little bit for you.
Oh yes. 100%. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm a Northwest baby. I'm a Portland native or Oregon native. So I love the Northwest. It's definitely my spot, and I'm trying hard. I mean, that was the whole reason I moved to Michigan, to start a business so I could sell the business and have enough money to move back west, because everything is so expensive. So I moved here because this is a place, when I sold my store in Washington, where I could afford to buy a home. You know, like my $100,000 house here is like a $400,000 house on the West Coast. So yep. It's kind of crazy. And then I sold my business and we found out we still can't afford to move back. So we're going to keep trying, but we'll end up back there. The Northwest is definitely, I always said, I'm going to die somewhere between Mount Hood, Mount St. Helens, and Mount Adams. That's going to be, I'm going to die there. So that's where I'm going to work toward, being in that area.
Just lay yourself down and there you go.
Yep.
Yeah. So kind of on that same strain of thought, I want to know, not necessarily part of your business, but what are your like passion projects that you're working on right now? What do you do to keep busy most of the time?
I really like to sew. I'm actually sewing my stuff for my wedding. And I started doing cat toys, and I did a bunch of prototypes of the cat toys, and I'm kind of refining them. So hopefully at the festival, I'll have the cat toys. The cat toys are actually me. Like, I'm the cat toy. So it's basically like my head with my dreads and then like my goatee. Cause that's kind of like, anytime I'm in a room, cats usually find their way to me, or I feel them behind me batting at my hair and my dreadies. Mm-hmm. So I was like, dude, I'm the cat toy. So that's what, I mean, the toys are going to be basically in my head. And before, I did them with buttons for the eyes, and people were concerned about maybe the cats getting the buttons off and choking on them. You know, I posted pictures of the prototypes on the group. And so I'm kind of refining them, and hopefully I have a number of them at the festival. So like,
oh my gosh.
So, and they're all made by me. I like to super sew. And then I really like music. I've done, when I did, you know, music and acting, I did that full time. I've been part of numerous record labels. I've put out lots of music. You can check out my music like on iTunes. My earlier project is called Intellectually Sound. That's some hip hop. And then I have a band called Cadavers on Kite Strings, which is more like ICP-esque horror music. That one's definitely, the Intellectually Sound in that one are night and day. And then there's a newer project I worked on where I do, because I'm a DJ, I do turntables and scratching. But on the other projects, Intellectually Sound and Cadavers on Kite Strings, I'm a rapper. So I'm rapping. If you want to check that stuff out, it's on all the streaming service. But some of the newer stuff, I worked on a project called Robot Dust, where I do all the scratching, and it's all like, it's instrumental, I guess, instrumental down tempo hip hop kind of music. Kind of music to listen to when you're on psychotropic drugs. But I do all the scratching on that. And that project's really cool. We have two albums, and that's really cool. It's all like instrumental stuff. It's pretty neat. I do, like, I just did a song a couple days ago. I do a lot of scratching for artists. And so I do like the turntable work. I usually do like 3 or 4 tracks of that a year. So I do that. I like disc golf. Disc golf's fun. Definitely, I'm passionate about that. I don't get to play a lot as much as I used to, because in Michigan, I don't have a lot of friends that play. And out west, I had a bunch of friends. We played all the time. So that's kind of what I do for fun. Those are like my hobbies. Definitely sewing and music are definitely right up there. I also like to play video games a lot too. Me and my lady both like to play video games. So we kind of do that as well.
Right on. You know, between Emily and I, there are 4 cats. Oh, and so nice. I think the cat toy thing is like, I'm gonna be dropping some money on the cat toys.
Yeah.
Well, I've refined it pretty good. I think it's cool, because my prototype, like the one, I wish they were laying down here. They're like big. And then I made a smaller one and then the buttons, but now I'm like, I'm sewing on patches for the eyes. And then the hair is like yarn that looks like my hair. It's actually pretty cool. So it's like, you can drag the head around by my goatee. Cause I have like the goatee braided up and then the cats can play with like the hair. You know, it's like little worms dragging around. So
incredible.
Yeah, your booth is going to be exactly, we're your target audience.
We are. Oh,
so we'll be visiting.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna try to make it worthwhile, you know, for everybody. Like, I love collectible stuff. I mean, and you know, I'm not the super Twilight fan or anything like that, but I can appreciate fandom, you know. But I mean, you can see around, I have like concert posters and all kinds of crazy stuff on my wall from shows and stuff. Like the huge Massive Attack poster on my wall is, I went to Europe and I saw that in Belgium, and I kind of took it with me and carried it around with me just because I'm a Massive Attack fan. It's this
That's
huge poster.
So cool.
But I mean, I just, I love collectibles. I mean, even like I have, you know, here's my, you know, Sesame Street lunchbox. I just love collecting stuff. So for me to be able to, you know, give somebody, like, I was amazed that people wanted my autograph, and I sold so many autographs after I put it up on the web store and t-shirts and stuff. I was just amazed. I kind of went bananas on the web store. I have so many things. Like, I have Team Cat Guy flags and socks and bags and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, that'll be funny. You know, I'm going to make a Team Cat Guy fanny pack. And then, you know, I sold three of them. I didn't even, you know.
Yeah, I'd say Twilight fans are primed to just get their hands on anything because it's been so long that everything is, you know, just gone through eBay so many times. So anytime something new comes out, we're like a moth to a flame.
It is. I mean, if there are people who want to buy stuff about Twilight, it's the fandom here. It's a good place, good people. So, okay. We talked a little bit about how you were in Twilight and how that went and how you sat in the car and smoked weed while, you know, you were waiting and how you sat at the table with the cast and just like, it sounds really cozy and amazing. And like, we just got back from St. Helens a few weeks ago. And it just like is such a cool little town. I want to know if you can tell us, like, what is your favorite, but then also what was your least favorite thing about being in Twilight?
Oh, my favorite thing was just how cool everybody was. It was my first thing that I did. So I was like, I was intimidated, especially by like the 10-page rules. Like you break any of these rules, you're blacklisted, you'll never work again. So I was intimidated, but when I got there, everybody was so freaking cool. It kind of spoiled me because I did stuff later and it's not as cool and as fun. So like they have, you know, like catered food, you know, but then I worked on leverage and they'll like lock all the extras in a room and bring you cold coffee and stale pretzels here. Mm-hmm. So it's different. My least favorite thing was I saw this guy get tased on the set, probably.
What?
And that was kind of weird. I felt sorry for the dude.
Please tell us the story.
Okay, story time. So I believe it's the second day. Probably pretty sure it's the second day. We were there like all night. I got on set at 9 or 10, you know, and it's coming around until it's like 5:30 in the morning. So the movie theater people, they took over the town. Like they got the roads shut down, you know, they're filming. And so there's this guy who's on his paper route. That's his job. Every day he delivers, it's probably the Oregonian, I believe is what it was. That's like Portland's paper because St. Helens is very near to Portland. So he's delivering his newspapers and they won't let him through to do his job. And so he's upset because that's his job. And so he took one of his papers and he said, I believe he said, fuck you, movie motherfuckers. And he flings a newspaper. And granted, there are police officers there. They're the ones closing the street. There's lots of cops all over the place. And this guy is upset. And he like literally blasted one of the PAs in the face with a newspaper. And then there was a commotion that, you know, he was riled up and the cops told him to calm down and they tried to put him under arrest and he freaked out and was just yelling, fuck you movie people, this is my job. Like he was just pretty vulgar and they ended up tasing his ass. So, and we're just all standing there watching like, what, you know, the guy's just trying to do his job. So, I mean, that was probably the worst experience on the set, but everything else was awesome. You know,
that is some high commitment to delivering your papers.
He's just trying to do his job. He was pissed off the movie.
I get it.
People.
It's a hard job, but it's like not worth getting tased for, I don't think. I would have hated to see that. I'm really glad I wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy as shit. Like, we're like, what's going on? I mean, we're all tired as shit. You know, it's like we'd been up all night. You know, I mean, the last 2 days that I worked on the film, I was there until the sun came up. We were there until the morning. So it was just bizarre. It's weird. It's like, oh, that guy just got tased by the kids, like live cops here on set.
Yeah, you know,
it's weird because you see all kinds of crazy stuff on movie sets, but you don't see stuff that's real life crazy. It's all fake crazy, right?
All right, so we're literally a month out from FTF at the time of this recording. We're of course all excited to meet you and hang out while we're there. I'm curious if you plan on staying involved in the Twilight space beyond the festival. Like, how do you imagine coming back to Twilight beyond that?
I don't know. I mean, anyway, people will have me. I mean, I'm pretty open to do whatever. I'm down. I mean, the Twilight fandom is freaking amazing. Everybody's so nice. Like, nobody has been cruel or mean to me. Everybody is kind of like, you know, definitely Team Cat Guy up in the house.
Yes.
So it's like, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'd be down to do anything. I've always wanted to like do like the conventions and stuff and meet fans. I mean, that's awesome. Just like for me, I love, you know, meeting people that I think are cool, you know? So it's like, I'd love to be part of anything I could. It's just to me a matter of figuring out how I can get involved.
That's
you know,
great.
For me, it's, I tried to like, I've joined every single Facebook group that has any mention of Twilight in them. And there's a bajillion of them. So I don't know if there's any other, but I'm sure I would like to go to the festival, you know, like be a staple at the festival and try to go every year if I could make it work out like financially. And if they'll have me, you know, I love the Twilight people. They're awesome. So, I mean, I love to give love for the love, you know, have love. It's all about the love, you know, reciprocate, giving love. So
yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause like you, it's just like your excuse to move back to the Northwest.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to, but it's just so crazy. Things are so,
I know.
I own a home there, but it is my father's old home and it's just a one bedroom house.
Yeah.
So I might be able to hang out here long enough for my kids to get all old to move out. I got 9 years for my youngest, and then maybe me and my lady can move back and just live in my dad's Aberdeen house, but we'll see, you know.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody's listening out there and you've got any sort of jobs or collabs for Brandon, let him know.
Yeah, you can reach me on teamcatguy@gmail.com is my email. teamcatguy.com is the website. It's Team Cat Guy on the Facebook, Team Cat Guy on TikTok.
I love it.
I don't have a Team Cat Guy on Instagram. My Instagram is Brandon Krusty, like with a K.
Okay.
Brandon Krusty. That's all my Instagram pictures. That's kind of like my personal one.
Okay.
But, there is some Twilight stuff on there. So it's basically just a bunch of pictures of my travels and my little adventures.
Well, we only have a couple more questions, but I think this one is among the most important because you are the only one who we have talked to and that we will talk to who has actually had their mind read by Edward Cullen.
Oh.
So I am wondering, like, I think that Cat's a pretty benign thing to be overheard. Like, it's pretty great. Like, he was like, ew, sex, ew, money, ew, sex. Oh, Cat. Like, Cat, Edward Cullen is a cat, so it's whatever. But what I want to know is, what is the thing you would least want Edward to overhear you thinking about?
Oh, really? I don't know. The least? I'm so like open that like I don't even care. You know, I mean, when we were doing that, I'll tell you this. Okay. I'll give you some more inside scoop info. We filmed that and then the cafe scene, like a couple different sessions. And the one where they're filming, I'm in the background, I'm eating food. I'm eating these brownies and we're playing Jenga. I had to poop so bad. So he could have read my mind and been like, oh, he's got to poop. But it's not like you're there. Everybody's there. You can't get up and poop. You know, I'm just the background guy. I'll never make the movie if I leave now. So, I mean, that probably would have been the thing I wouldn't want to read. It's like, oh man, that guy's really, really got to poop. So if you let everybody know that, it probably would have been embarrassing. So I was just sitting there and like we did so many takes and it's just like keep eating the food. And so I'm eating all this food and I'm drinking the beverages and I'm thinking the whole time I really need a break. So and there was like no bathroom there. I mean, I think that place was like a bookstore that they kind of set up to look like a cafe. Yeah, that's probably it. It's probably the poop is probably.
Yeah. I feel that.
Oh yeah. Well, Brandon, before we let you go, was there anything that we didn't mention that you wanted to talk about? I know you said all your social media where everyone can find you, so we'll make sure we link that, but is there anything else you wanted to chat about?
Oh no, maybe I'll share some. I'm only going to have so many Twilight stories, so I'll have to share some of them for people that can seek me out at the festival, and you might get a cool another little story, but I don't even think I've told the Taser one yet. So that's definitely a new one.
Yes, exclusive.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. This was a really fun and funny and very different interview than we've been able to give so far. I'm really glad we were able to do it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I feel really, it's like, not only did we kind of get the first exclusive interview with the cat guy, but then we got a brand new story that nobody's ever heard before. So this has been awesome. And I feel really lucky to have had you. And thank you to our listeners and all of our support. We can't wait to see everybody in September.
Yay, it's going to be so fun. I might be pulling up on a goat or something, but I'll get there.
check our Facebook group. We'll link your post so everybody can go throw a couple dollars your way.
Okay, that would be awesome. Any little bit helps. We're just trying to get there and not have it bankrupt us. So
absolutely.
Okay, yes. Remember that if you're a newspaper delivery boy or man or woman or they, and there's a film going on, you just don't deliver your papers that day.
And until next time, we love you guys. Bye.
You've been Remembering Twilight with Marin and Emily.
You can stay in touch on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Remember Twilight Podcast.
Please consider joining us on Patreon for a weekly bonus episode, access to our notes, original artwork, and to connect with our awesome community.
You can message us at remembertwilightpodcast@gmail.com, send us a voice message on Anchor, or leave a review on iTunes.
Check out the show notes for all this information and more.
Thank you to Stephanie Meyer for sharing her dream and making ours come true.